A day of research looks suspiciously similar to a relaxing day of fishing for University of Notre Dame PhD candidate Colin Dasso.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I fish, you know, for work. I do this 8 hours a day sometimes.
On this cloudless day, he's taken me out on Crampton Lake in Vilas County, a private lake fully within Notre Dame's 7,500-acre Environmental Research Center.
Yeah, I gotta imagine that it struck you more than once as you're sitting out there fishing. You're like, yeah, this is a pretty good way to conduct research.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dasso grew up in Wisconsin, and he grew up fishing. He also gained what seemed like common knowledge.
Growing up, and I think most people would agree, you assume that if you go out and you catch a lot of fish, that there's probably a lot of fish in the lake. And if you do that, you know, for a whole summer and you're catching a lot of fish every time, you assume there's probably a lot in the lake.
Seems simple, right?
Yeah, it makes sense intuitively.
But, as it turns out, intuition doesn't always match reality. Dasso and his partner set up a study on Camp Lake, also in Vilas County, which has a population of about 350 bass. During the nights, they started gradually removing fish from the lake by electrofishing, a process that temporarily stuns fish so they can be moved. During the days, they took out their rods and reels. They fished. A lot. For hours a day, they recorded every fish they caught before releasing it, testing if that common knowledge about catch rate and fish population was true.
If the number of fish you catch is an indicator of how many fish are in the water, then we should see that as we bring the population down, our catch rates should go down in unison.
Instead, the fishing stayed good, even as they manipulated the population down steadily. Dasso's crew of anglers remained successful for weeks.
We were fishing along, and we were like, wow, doesn't seem like there's that many left, but we're still catching them. And then one day we went out there, and we had three people out there fishing for 2 hours. And every day we were going and we were catching fish every day. And then this one day they went out there and they caught one fish between all three of them over 2 hours. And we were like, I think this is it.
That's for sure.
The fishing stayed steady until there were only about 40 fish left in the lake before the catch rate crashed. The concept is called hyperstability, says DNR fisheries researcher Greg Sass, who worked with Dasso.
I think it might be something that's becoming or is going to be newer novel to anglers.
Fish tend to cluster in areas of lakes with good habitat. Fishing there can lead to good catch rates, even as the overall fish population declines.
Those catch rates can remain high or stable for a long time until those fish densities get really, really low. And then, you know, and sometimes it's too late at that point. When those catch rates start to decline.
The moral, Dasso says, is catch rate can be deceiving.
So you can push a population really close to collapse before you realize it.
As Dasso and I fished, we came alongside Camille Mosley's boat. Mosley, another Notre Dame researcher, is a long way from home, but has similar interests.
I grew up on the Gulf Coast. Mississippi, so the Gulf of Mexico is right there. Fishing is important economically, for recreation, and socially.
This summer, Mosley is building on Dasso's research, studying the effects of submerged trees and branches on fish populations.
Refuge, we're thinking providing extra habitat should increase or help that population of younger year bass.
Mosley's data collection method? Casts and catches. Each catch is recorded thoughtfully.
Come here. Come here.
Similarly, Dasso hopes sport anglers give thought to how they're fishing in their favorite lake.
Even if you have good intentions and you're an angler, it's really easy to overexploit a population if you're harvesting it, because you're going to keep catching fish even though there's very few left.
Maybe vary the lake you visit a little more, Dasso says. You never know when good catch rates might just be a mirage.
Oh, that's a fish. Oh, I lost it.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Vilas County. Lost my hook.